听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 3, Family. 1. Modern Dating. Introduction. A. For millions of singles, email has become an essential tool in the dating game. It's a good tool for casually getting to know people. It expedites the whole dating routine.
B. It's easier to have the courage to ask her or him out over email because it saves the embarrassment of rejection.And you're also not putting the other person on the spot. So nowadays, many more people prefer this way to ask people.
C. There are some popular ways for singles to meet in America. Internet personals are very popular these days. Single people, some are divorced, attend special activities held just for the purpose of meeting other single people. Sample sentences. 1. We talked online a couple of times,then decided to meet.
2. He lived 180 miles away, but I figured we would just be online friends, and distance was irrelevant.
3. From the very first email exchange, we both knew there was something different. We just clicked, if you'll pardon the pun.
4. What were the odds that Peter, a PhD candidate from Germany, and I, a public health worker from Los Angeles, would have ever met without Yahoo?
5. So I responded, came to find out I had known this girl from high school, and she had a crush on me then.
6. When Brian responded to my ad on the 28th of September, I had no idea what I was getting myself into by arranging to meet in person.
7. Seemed so difficult to find someone suited to me, and internet made it all so much easier.
8. So there I was, browsing the personals, and there he was.
9. We began talking and emailing each other daily for a while.
10. We kept emailing one another because we could never catch each other online.
Conversations. 1.
So where are you going to spend your winter vacation?
Oh, I'm going to meet my girlfriend in Thailand.
You have a girlfriend in Thailand? Interesting. How come I've never heard of that?
Actually, it will be my first time to meet her.
You mean you haven't seen her before? Then how could she be your girlfriend? Maybe you don't even know her.
That's true, but we have known each other over the internet for a few months now. Actually, we are on an intimate level. We even plan to be engaged next month.
Congratulations. It's good to follow your heart. But I just didn't expect it to be so fast.
The internet is making interaction much faster. People are getting to know each other much more quickly this way.
Probably you're right.
Don't call me crazy, though. There are 75 million singles in America, so the market for romance-related websites is huge. In the last year alone, nearly 6 million people logged on to find their soulmates.
Oh, my gosh. You must be kidding. Then those dating agencies must have been closed now. 2. What are you up to?
I'm busy chatting with someone over the internet.
Over the internet? Who?
Some girl I met in a chat room.
Really? I rarely go to those things. There are too many weirdos.
Maybe you're just not going to the right ones. I know where to look, and because I've found the perfect girl for me.
Perfect girl? What has she told you about herself?
Well, let's see. She's a 20-year-old college student studying literature at Harvard, and she's a former model.
Seems good so far. Anything else you know about her?
What else do I need to know?
Well, it sounds a bit sketchy to me. I mean, what else do you really know about her?
Listen, why do you need to rain on my parade?
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong, only that you should be careful. There are a lot of pranksters on the internet.
I don't care what you say. I love Jasmine and she loves me.
Loves you? How long have you two been chatting?
About 2 hours, but I know it is love.
Here, let's learn more about your chat partner. Here, see? It says that your perfect girl is a 12-year-old boy.He's been playing with you for over 2 hours.
Damn. 3. This has got to stop. Another Friday night without a date. What can I do?
What about looking through the personal ads on the internet? That's how I met Steven.
Actually, I've tried that. But the people you meet are always different from what you expect.
Do you often go to a chat room on the internet?
No, that's the last thing I would do. You never know what kind of people you're talking to. People hide their true status. It's just a waste of time.
I bet many people don't agree with you. They think it's very interesting and relaxing. They find an outlet to express their inner feelings, which they may not want to talk about to anyone in person.
But a lot of traps, too. To tell you the truth, I was trapped one time, and it really hurt my feelings. The internet pal turned out to be homosexual.
Well, why don't you join a dating service? A friend of mine met his wife that way.
That's not a bad idea.
Also, it might be a good idea to check out Singles Night at the bookstore.
Yeah, if I don't find a date, at least I might find a good book. Words and expressions. 1. Thailand.
2. Intimate.
3. Interaction.
4. Log on.
5. Dating agency.
6. Weirdo.
7. Literature.
8. Sketchy.
9. Rain on my parade.
10. Prankster.
11. Status.
12. Outlet.
13. Inner.
14. Trap.
15. Homosexual.